Welcome to this Journey Through the Bible podcast, the second teaching in the series on the subject of God's design for woman. This is Janet Barlin speaking here for those of you who have just joined this series, and I would just like to recommend to go back and just listen to the previous teaching on this subject so that you have a good idea of what this teaching is all about. But let's start with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for your precious word. Thank you for increased wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. And thank you, Lord, for your design for womanhood. Father, thank you that no seed of your word in connection with this teaching will return void. It will accomplish that for which it was sent, and it will bring much fruit for the sake of your wonderful kingdom. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Well, as I mentioned in the last session, I will be continuing with the subject of biblical womanhood by taking an in-depth look at one particular woman who is described here in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 1 to 31. She is usually classified as the Proverbs 31 woman, but also known as the virtuous woman, the woman of substance, the woman of excellence, or the woman of wisdom. She is described in verse 10, and I'm just going to read from verse 10, where it says the description of a worthy woman. It says, an excellent woman, one who is spiritual, capable, intelligent, and virtuous. Who is he who can find her? Her value is more precious than jewels, and her worth is far above rubies or pearls. Well, she sounds quite a lady, doesn't she? To be quite honest, I've often thought of this lady when I've read through this passage of scripture, found her to be rather intimidating due to her superhuman capabilities. Just reading about her feels a bit exhausting. In fact, for one person to achieve all that she managed to accomplish on an ongoing daily basis would not really be realistic. Therefore, it would make a lot more sense to rather glean from her many attributes and godly characteristics and then apply them to the lives of any woman of any age group, whether married, planning to be married, single, divorced, or widowed. Since these principles can be put into practice in so many different ways, due to the fact that each one of us is uniquely handcrafted by the Lord to fit into His kingdom plans and purposes, dependent, of course, on our willingness to obey Him and His word. This particular passage of Scripture holds within it hidden gems, spiritual treasures, which are both symbolic and practical for the everyday life of any woman from any walk of life. Having said that, of course, many women have done great exploits for God, as well as those who are not saved and operate purely from a worldly perspective, yet have achieved a lot for humanity's sake. Women have done and continue to do all sorts of things in so many different fields of expertise nowadays, ranging from politics to homeschooling, some courageously eking out a living as single moms under very difficult circumstances, working long hours to put food on the table for their children, and others even rushing off into space on a rocket as the six celebrity ladies who ventured into space did recently. Even if it was for only 10 or 11 minutes or so, it was an adventurous thing to do as an all-woman team. The issue is, no matter what God has gifted you or me to do, we all need to be empowered to get the job done as best as possible. And there is a lot of valuable information which is available in this passage of Scripture to do exactly that. Therefore, I'm now going to do my best to take us through some of these principles with the help of the Holy Spirit. And may the Lord use this teaching to bring abundant fruit and harvest for the sake of His kingdom. Let's go ahead now and dig for treasure. Firstly, those of you who might not be familiar with the meaning of the word virtuous, which is used to describe the Proverbs 31 in the King James Version of the Bible in verse 10. It is the Hebrew word chayil, C-H-A-Y-I-L, and it means the following. Now, it's quite a long description. A force, whether of men, means, or other resources. An army, wealth, virtue, valor, strength, power, might, riches, strong, or substance. So now for one woman on her own to fit this description, she would have to literally be the equivalent of an army, which in most cases represents a very large number of soldiers. And this would really not be feasible, nor practical. Although on the other hand, God does give us, as women, supernatural strength when necessary in order to accomplish any given task. However, having said that, the Bible does say in 1 Peter 3 verse 7 that women are in fact the weaker vessels. In other words, we have been created by God to be physically weaker than men. Sadly, in today's woke society, many women don't seem to recognize this and put themselves into the same category as men and end up looking more masculine rather than feminine. But let me rather just leave that there, because it is a subject all on its own, and instead to go now to verses 11 and 12 of Proverbs 31. It says, "The heart of her husband trusts in her with secure confidence, and he will have no lack of gain. She comforts, encourages, and does him only good and not evil all the days of her life." Now, since this deals specifically with those of us ladies who are married, these two verses are pretty much self-explanatory. But it's needful to mention a few things here which are very important concerning the well-being of the kingdom of heaven and society in general. God expects wives to be trustworthy, to be loyal, and to do our husbands good and not evil all the days of our lives. This simply means that we are to always try our best with the Lord's help to be good wives, or another word for wife is helpmeet. This principle applies to those who have unsaved husbands just as much as those who are saved. And therefore, godly wives have the potential to win their spouses to the Lord by simply being the light in the darkness. Being a loyal wife does not mean that there won't be conflict. Most marriages, in fact, I will go as far as to say all marriages, will go through relationship difficulties of some sort, especially because the devil targets Christian marriages in particular in an effort to bring division, since a house divided cannot stand, as Yeshua, Christ himself, taught in Mark 3, verse 25. Marriages are God's building blocks in society, and the devil has certainly had a heyday in this area, the worldwide divorce rate today being a sure indicator of that. Please note that this is not to condemn or judge anybody who has gone through a divorce, because it's a very traumatic thing. But it's simply a sad situation which really needs to be addressed and changed, because it's not just the couple themselves who suffer the terribly painful consequences of a broken covenant, but their children and parents, as well as many other people who are involved in the situation. Divorce always has a very negative ripple effect on people's lives, hence the reason why Yeshua warned against it. The Lord is, of course, the great physician and is able to heal anybody and anything. And in certain cases, divorce is unavoidable, but this should never be the norm. Unfortunately, many young people today have opted to live together and not even bother to get married at all, making no commitment to one another. Yet another avenue the devil uses as a tool to destroy lives and to bring havoc. The thinking process behind it supposedly being that no commitment from either partner is necessary, and therefore each one is free to leave whenever he or she feels like it. and that is total deception. Now going back now to the marriage relationship. Any lessons that are learnt from relationship difficulties can always be used to help other marriages, people who are experiencing similar problems, and bring healing, advice, and wisdom to others. For it's God's desire for strong marriages in His kingdom. Let's now go to verse 13, which reads, "This woman looks for wool and flax, and works with willing hands in delight." Well, this scripture can take on many different forms for the modern day woman. It is certainly not restricted to just selecting materials and making clothing, for these principles can be applied to a businesswoman or a secretary just as much as to a seamstress or someone who works from home doing domestic work. The issue is, she works diligently and willingly. The Hebrew word for willingly in the King James Version of the Bible is the word chephets, C-H-E-P-H-E-T-S, and it literally means to have pleasure, a matter of delight, to be pleased with. In other words, everything that this lady did, she accomplished with a good attitude. She was enthusiastic in her work and industrious. She took the time to seek out and to search out the wool and flax. Now, as a bit of background here, flax was used to make linen in biblical times, and it was used for multiple purposes, for clothing, bedding, curtains, and it also played a crucial role in the tabernacle and was used to make priestly garments. The issue is that it was symbolically associated with holiness, purity, and righteousness. And all these are godly characteristics, which should be evident in the life of every Christian woman, as well as men, of course. It should be evident in the life of any born-again believer, all children of God. In today's modern terminology, flax seed is referred to as linseed, and it is still used today to make linen. The fiber of the flax plant itself is used to make linen fabric. Now, wool was obtained from sheep and was also a valuable item of trade. And the Proverbs 31 woman went out of her way to obtain and work with quality materials. This ties up with verse 14, which says, "She is like the merchant ships, abounding with treasure. She brings her household's food from far away." Well, merchant ships in ancient times were associated with prosperity, bringing valuable goods from afar, laden with spices, jewels, and other commodities. And men and women could then go and purchase uncommonly found oils, fabrics, and foods, products for personal consumption and resale. So likewise, in today's society, it is a good idea to take the time to wisely search out and source commodities, whether it be for a household to operate smoothly and in an orderly fashion, or a business to run effectively, or simply to make sure that one's wardrobe is functional for everyday productivity. Having wisdom when buying things, whether it be groceries, furniture, or clothing, children's educational supplies, or toys. Exercising wisdom is essential in today's world, where advertising so heavily dominates society, in an attempt to get people to buy unnecessary items, and very often even junk. Therefore, being led by the Holy Spirit when shopping is vitally important. It's not a good idea, for example, to shop when feeling depressed, because that may lead to further depression and often unnecessary debt accumulation. Godly wisdom is needed, for example, to avoid the too many clothes yet nothing to wear syndrome, which is particularly prevalent amongst the younger generation. When shopping online, it's also a good idea to make sure that whatever items that are being purchased are the correct size. And just as a little illustration here, my daughter Sarah, who is married and lives in the UK, recently ordered a very nice carpet online from Amazon. However, when it arrived, it was a lot smaller than she had anticipated. Fortunately, it wasn't too much of a problem, and she just put it somewhere else in the house other than where she had originally wanted it. But I'm mentioning this in an attempt to help others avoid similar pitfalls which may transpire with online shopping, which is certainly a helpful option in today's hurry-rush world for those who can afford to do so. It's also important to take the time, if at all possible, to avoid just random shopping, but rather to make a list in advance. And if you have a husband, like I have, to make sure that the finances of the home are discussed together and to be organized about it. Over the years, when I've gone to buy new covers, cushions, etc. for the lounge and bedrooms in our home, I have made every effort to carefully select the right colors, etc., searching with the Lord's help for the appropriate items which would best suit each room at an affordable price. It might be that you are an excellent seamstress and are able to make and decorate your home yourself, as described in Proverbs 31. Or maybe you are a student starting out in life and only have a small room to decorate. The issue is that the same principles can apply in any situation in order to make any environment pleasing and glorifying to the Lord. Verse 15 of Proverbs 31 then goes on to say, "She rises while it is still night and gives food to her household and assigns tasks to her maids," or her maid servants. Again, not one size fits all, because not everybody has maid servants. But it's important for all of us, women, to have a routine of some sort, to plan ahead by using a list, diary, or daily planner, and to be organized as much as possible. If a husband and family needs to be fed, then it's important to make sure this takes place. Having said that, in today's world where both spouses are working long hours, there has to be flexibility, and obviously each couple must find out what works best in their particular situations. Very often, as I said just now, where there are no maid servants which enter the equation and household chores have to be done, or it might be that you are battling some sort of physical problem or disability, it's certainly not easy. The issue is, no matter what the situation might be, as women, God's plans are always good, as His plans are good for everybody, and He has our best interests at hand. And all He requires is each one of us to try our best in the situation, to apply these biblical principles and many other biblical principles to our lives, and He does the rest. Now, because this teaching carries on and there are many more scriptures yet to go through, I just thought that I would rather put it into a third session so as not to rush it. So please join me again for the next in the series on this particular subject of womanhood in the next Journey Through the Bible podcast. Be blessed in the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen.